بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، إله العالمين، وبه نستعين، ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا، وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين. We thank Allah رب العزة والجلال for having gathered us here on this beautiful day of Friday. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. When it comes to money, then human beings love this very much. They love wealth. They love to gather. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتُحِبُّونَ الْمَالَ حُبًّا جَمَّا. And you love wealth, a very great love. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. That the gathering of the wealth has distracted you until you have visited the graves. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions in a hadith from Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, narrates from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَاتَ رَجُلٌ مِنَّا فَغَسَّلْنَاهُ وَحَنَّطْنَاهُ وَكَفَّنَّاهُ. A man died from amongst us. So we washed him and we perfumed him and we put him into a kafan. وَأَتَيْنَا بِهِ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And we came to him, we came with him to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. أن يصلي عليه. That he performed salah upon him. فَخَطَى خُطًا. So he took a few steps forward. وَالْتَفَتَ وَقَالَ. Then he turned around and he said, هَلْ عَلَيْهِ دَيْنِ. Does he have any debt? فَقُلْ مَا نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. So we said, yes, O Messenger of Allah. فَقَالَ صَلُّوا عَلَى صَاحِبِكُمْ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stopped and he said, perform salah upon your companion. فَتَحَمَّلَهُمَا أَبُو قَتَادَ. So Abu Qatadah was there, he stood up, he says, I take responsibility for this debt of his. فَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَدْ أُوفِيَ الْغَرِيمُ حَقَّهُ وَبَرِئَ مِنْهُمَ الْمَيِّتِ. Are you sure that you are taking this debt upon yourself? The one who has been, the money has been loaned from, he is completely due, his haqq will be fulfilled. Are you sure of that? And the dead person is free of this debt? فَقَالَ أَبُو قَتَادَهُ. So Abu Qatadah says, نَعَمْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. Yes, O Messenger of Allah. So, فَصَلَّى عَلَيْهِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed salah upon him. فَلَمَّا كَانَ مِنَ الْغَدْ. So when the next day came, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, مَا فَعَلَ الدِّينَارَانِ. What happened to the two gold coins that this dead person owed? Did you pay them? So Abu Qatada says, إِنَّمَا تُوفِيَ أَمْسِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He only died yesterday, O Messenger of Allah. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. Abu Qatada comes back the next day and he says, قَدْ أَدَّيْتُهُمَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. I gave those out, those two dinaran that were left to give for the dead person, I went and I paid them off. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says something that should make our hairs stand on end. He says, أَلْآنَ بَرَّدْتَ عَلَيْهِ جِلْدًا. Now you have cooled his skin for him. Meaning, this person was in torment. This person's skin was warm, it was hot from two dinar, two gold coins that he owed. Two dinar, two gold coins that he owed. He was being punished. He had a torment in his grave. Yet Abu Qatada had said, I have taken responsibility of this. So the reality of it, the reality of debt, and the reality of wealth is that yes, we love this wealth very much. Yes, we love this wealth in a great way. But when it comes to debt that we have taken, remember to pay your debt back. Have an intention to pay your debt back, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you pay that debt back. And if you are able, then don't even take it in the first place. Imagine this man had only two gold coins. Yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Sallu ala sahibikum." Perform salah upon your companion. He didn't say my companion. He said perform salah upon your companion. Why? To show a distance between him and that man. That yes, he is my companion, but today I will show you that there is a distance between us. Perform salah upon your companion. Today we take money from people. We borrow 1,000, 10,000, 15,000, and you find that we never ever mention that to that person. And the person we've borrowed from is shy. He has shame to ask, so we keep quiet about it, knowing that he won't ask for it. What will happen? Are you ready to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that? Man akhadha amwal an-nas, the one who takes the wealth of people, يُرِيدُ أَدَاءَهَا, and he wants, he intends to pay it back. أَدَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pay that debt back. وَمَنْ أَخَذَ يُرِيدُ إِتْلَافَهَا, and the one who takes, yet he intends to destroy it, get rid of that wealth, don't not to pay it back. أَتْلَفَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy him, not his wealth, not his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy that person. Why? Because when you took, you borrowed knowing that I don't want to pay this money back. I don't want to give this person his haq back. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was here today and he knew that you didn't give that wealth to the person and you had died, he would have not performed salatul janazah upon you. Allahu Akbar. Think about this. This is the right of the people. When you take some money, take it with a sincere intention. And some of the ulama, they go as far as saying that if you took it with a sincere intention, you were not able to pay it back before you died. And you died, you met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that, Allah will pay it back for you, and He will not take away any of your good deeds and give it to that person. He will not take any of that person's bad deeds and put it onto your scale because of the intention in the heart. You see the difference between the one who has an evil intention and the one who has a good intention? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَجْسَادِكُمْ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your pictures, the way you are, the posture, the stature that you were created in. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. But He looks at your heart and your deeds. If your heart is sincere when you take that wealth, the minute you have it, hey brother, I've got $100 of your money, please take it back. Hey brother, I've got $1,000 of your money. Before he even asks you, why do we wait for the man to come and say, brother, what happened to that wealth of mine that you borrowed and you promised? You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would actually seek refuge min al-ma'thami wal-maghram in his salah. He would seek refuge from sin and from the debt in salah. So one of the companions, radiyallahu anhu, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this again and again, again and again. So he asked him, مَا أَكْثَرَ مَا تَسْتَعِذُ مِنَ الْمَغْرَمِ. He says, you ask for a lot of refuge from debt in the first place, taking it in the first place. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الْمَرْأَ إِذَا غَرِمَ حَدَّثَ فَكَذَرَ وَإِذَا وَعَدَ فَأَخْلَفْ إِذَا وَعَدَ فَأَخْلَفْ. That when this man who takes a debt, When he speaks, then he will lie. And when he promises, he will break that promise. Brother, I promise you, come month end, I'll give you back your money. You never hear of that for years on end. Years on end. What kind of iman do you have? Do you really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You should question yourself. You know what you've done. And the least that you can do, you've promised that a date is coming when I will pay this back. You cannot fulfill that debt at that date. Then go to the man and say, brother, I've taken your wealth, I've taken your money, but I could not pay it back. I cannot pay it back right now. Please give me some time. And as soon as you have some wealth, go and give him at least part of that debt. Chip away at it. This is proving the intention that you had in your heart to pay back that money. But if you had no intention in the first place, remember the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَتْلَفَهُ اللَّهُ Allah will destroy you. And when Allah has destroyed you, then what do you have in your life? What do you have in your life? Do you think you will benefit from that wealth that you have eaten of this person? Absolutely not. And this is a disease in community. You know, some people actually have money of their own. They have enough money to buy a car, to buy a home, to go and, you know, go for holiday, but they will go and take a loan in order to go for that holiday, in order to buy that car. What kind of attitude do you have towards debt? What if you drop dead? And subhanAllah, debt, it just came to my mind. Debt is very close to dead. When you are dead and you have a debt, what will you do? How will you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, أيما امرأة أيما رجل تزوج امرأة على ما قل من المهر أو كثر ليس في نفسه أن يؤدي إليها مهرها فمات ولم يؤدي إليها حقها لقي الله يوم القيامة وهو زان. Any man who takes some wealth from another man, any man who marries a woman and he has promised that woman a mahar which is either high or it is low, and then he dies without paying that mahar to that woman, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst he is a zani, a fornicator. And then the hadith continues, أيما رجل استدان دينا لا يريد أن يؤدي إلى صاحبه حقه فمات ولم يؤدي إليه حقه لقي الله وهو سارق. The one who takes a debt, he takes a loan from someone and he does not intend to pay that back, and he dies having taken that loan from that person, not having paid it back. لقي الله وهو سارق. He will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst he is in the state of being a thief. Allahu Akbar. This is enough for a man who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believes in the last day, to understand that when I take a debt, then I should pay it back, and I should have a sincere intention to pay it back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى. O you who have believed, when you take a debt to a fixed time, فاكتبوا, then write it down. And this is what you should do when someone comes to you asking to borrow some money. This is the flip side of the coin. Someone has come to you asking to borrow some money, write it down. إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوا وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل. And one of you should write with justice. One of you who knows how to write, he should write with justice. ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب. And the one who has been told to write, let him not refuse to write. like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him to write. So write it down, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and bear witness upon that as well. So you know that this is owed to this person, these are the witnesses, and this is the document. What happens? Sometimes we have a misunderstanding. Someone comes, hey brother, I really need some money. You don't talk about what kind of a transaction that is. You just say, okay, here's the money, brother, take it. In your mind, that was literally a loan that you gave him. Yet he thought that it was money given to him for free, to take and eat and continue with his life. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting you from the beginning. You have taken some money, write it down. You know exactly whether this is a debt to be repaid or I don't need to repay it. So when someone comes to you and borrows money and he cannot pay back at the time when it is owed back, then don't take interest, because this is haram. You cannot take interest in return for it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us, Rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha ba'. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on a man who is easy going when he sells. Samhan idha qtada, samhan idha ishtara. He is easy going when he buys, and he is easy going when he takes his debt back. Because you are in a position to be able to loan money. When you have mercy upon someone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. So have mercy on that person. Give him some more time to pay. Perhaps he will pay it back. If you are to take him to the courts and put him in jail, he will not be able to pay that loan back from where he is languishing in jail. He will not be able to pay it back. So give him time. Put pressure on him in different ways. Try and ask him, hey brother, now I've given you time. I've given you 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 10 months, a year. Now it is time to pay your loan back. Go to people that he respects. Ask them to put pressure on him. Yes, get your money back. Get your haq back. Get your wealth back. But try to have mercy upon this person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon you. In these difficult times, in our country, we know that people are suffering. People are going through problems. If you have loaned a person a paltry amount of money and it means nothing to you, then try to forgive that person. Try to let him go. Because ultimately, you don't want to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that person owing you something, with that person, having to give you something. Had you forgiven him in this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to pay back our debts and to take them seriously. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Allah.